Shalom, everybody. Much of our parsha deals with Eliezer, the servant of Avram Avinu, and his mission to find a wife for Yitzchak. And Eliezer does just that. And as we know, he finds Rivka, and he's immediately impressed by her chesed, and he gives her gifts, etc., etc. And then they go back to her family, and Eliezer tells Rivka's family the whole story from beginning to end, all about Avraham's mission, and his traveling, and his seeing Rivka give water to him and to his camels, etc. Now, in Eliezer's recounting of the whole story, he tells them the following. It's in Perek Chaf Dalid Pasuk Mem Zayin. Va'eshal Osa Va'omar Basmiat. Eliezer tells the family, I asked her, whose daughter are you? Va'tomer Bas Besuel Ben Nachor Asher Yelda Lo Milka. She says, I'm the daughter of Besuel, etc. And then Eliezer says, Va'asim Hanezem Al Apa. And after she's told me who she was, I gave her some gifts. I gave her a nose ring, bracelets, etc. That's what Eliezer tells Rivka's family. The problem is, it's not true. That's not what happened. He didn't ask her who she was and then give her gifts. If we go back to Perek Chaf Dalid, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, and Pasuk Chaf Dalid, when the story actually took place, we will see that Eliezer first gave her gifts. First, he gave her the ring and the bracelets, and only afterward did he ask her, who are you? So the question is, why did Eliezer change the order when he told the family the story? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, asks this question on that pasuk, on our pasuk, and he says, Rashi says that the reason Eliezer changed the order was so that they would not accuse him of lying. It's crazy to give someone expensive gifts before you know who she is, who they are. So, in order for them not to catch him and accuse him of lying, he switched the order, and that's Rashi. But the question then only gets stronger. Why indeed did Eliezer give her gifts before he even knew who she was? This question is asked by the Slonim Rebbe, Rav Shalom Noach Brzovsky, who died in the year 2000. It's found not in the Nesivo Shalom, but it's in a sefer that he wrote in 1961 called Toras Avos. It's a sefer that shares Torah and summarizes Torah from the early Rebbeim of Slonim and all other Rebbeim who were predecessors to Slonim. In this case, the Slonim Rebbe gives a most beautiful answer to our question in the name of Rav Moshe of Kubrin, the first Rebbe of Kubrin, who died in 1858. And I thank my good friend Rav Neil Fleischman for sharing this idea with me. Again, why indeed did Eliezer give gifts to Rivka before he even knew who she was? Says the Slonim Rebbe, Eliezer was greatly impressed by her incredible display of chesed, her incredible midos. He knew that she is most probably the woman who, together with Yitzchak, would be able to continue to build Klal Yisrael. However, Eliezer wanted to test her. He wanted to give her these lavish gifts and then test her. In the words of the Slonim, Ha'im lo yikanes biliba shum hitpa'alut vehana'a gufanit min hatachshitim shenasan la, etc. Eliezer wanted to see how she would act after she received those gifts. Would she still be Rivka? Would she still be the righteous, selfless young woman who would be suited to be one of the matriarchs, one of the imahos of Klal Yisrael? Or would she be impacted by the dazzling jewelry? Would her sudden wealth and her ornaments, would they change her? That's the Slonim in the name of Rav Moshe of Kubrin. And this test that Eliezer administered clearly came from something that Eliezer saw in his master's home, in Avram's home. Remember, this is Eliezer, about whom the Torah says in the beginning of this whole story, in the beginning of Perek Chaf Dalid, that he, Eliezer, was in charge of Avram's home. He was in charge of Avram's finances. He was in charge of Avram's business. Eliezer saw firsthand how Avram treated his great wealth. He saw firsthand how Avram rejected gifts from the king of Sodom when Avram saved Sodom and he saved Lot. Eliezer saw firsthand how Avram's great wealth and fame did not change him one bit in his service to Hashem, in his integrity, in his honesty. So Eliezer knew that those kinds of traits would need to be passed down to Yitzchak and to Yitzchak's wife if this is going to be part of our heritage of Klal Yisrael. If she would change as a person, even a little bit, Eliezer would know that she was not the right match. Of course, Rivka passed the test. And of course, the rest is history. Rivka becomes Yitzchak's wife, and she becomes one of the Imahos. And it is in our DNA. We, descendants of Yitzchak and Rivka, we too must be so, so careful not to be changed by any physical gifts that we receive from Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone.